Hormones causing androgynous fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. A recent report from the U.S. Geological Survey confirms something we've heard before. Fish are in trouble. Tanya Ott is here. Tanya, you found the hormone estrogen is getting into rivers and lakes, and that could reduce fish populations?
That's what they're saying, Lester. The fish have been turning up with lesions. They're also intersexed. That means they've got both male and female characteristics. Now, Rob Angus is a fish biologist at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He wasn't involved in the USGS research, but he has been studying this problem for more than a decade. The culprit?
You're a female?
I am.
You excrete estrogens, both natural estrogens, the estrogens that are in birth control pills, females that are on estrogen replacement therapy. All of those end up in the wastewater stream.
Wastewater treatment plants clean up about 90% of the estrogen, but the remaining 10% is a problem. Fish don't reproduce as easily.
And I understand sport fishers have another concern.
They do, because the fish aren't as much fun to catch. They don't put up much of a fight on the line, and that could affect the $75 billion sport fishing industry.
Huh. No fight now. Maybe not as many fish later. All right. Thanks, Tanya.
Thanks, Lester.
This is the Environment Report. People are beginning to notice the effects of climate change, especially people who get out in nature a lot. Hunters and anglers with the National Wildlife Federation recently released a list of some of the game and fish species that are at risk due to climate change. Kathleen Law is an angler, a member of the National Wildlife Federation, a former member of the Michigan Legislature, and a retired research scientist. First, what kind of game and fish besides polar bears and penguins are at risk because of climate change?
Well, everything that nests in the water or tries to have a fishery involved. It is affecting our national and our local bird, deer, the population, the habitat.
I guess that's the question, though. How do we know that it's not something else at work? How do we know that it's climate change? And of course, the skeptics will say, how do we know it's man-caused changes to the climate?
Well, we can continue being in a state of denial and wonder where everything went, or we can get ahead. It's not important to me who's causing it. It's what can I do to help?
The U.S. House has passed climate change legislation. The Senate is debating a version. Will the policies in those bills be enough to save some of these fish and game species you're worried about?
It'll give us a chance. Without a concerted, willful effort, we have a very limited chance. So there are things that we can do that we must do as a people who wants diversity, who want to fish, who want to eat. I like venison. So what do we do to protect that resource and in a positive way, which is the education and resource restoration, I think, is probably the best way to start.
What is the National Wildlife Federation doing in Washington to affect the debate about climate change?
Well, they have flown in a large contingent of just people who are hunters and fishers and who have represented people in the constituencies to come in and talk to the senators. Our hunters and fishing people are, you can consider them sentinels. They're out there in November hunting ducks. They're out in April standing in the water fishing. These are our sentinel people, and to pay attention to what they're saying is very important, vital, and that's what we did in Washington, D.C.
Kathleen Law is a retired research scientist, a former member of the Michigan Legislature, and working with the National Wildlife Federation as part of an effort to save fish and game species the group says is at risk because of climate change. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can find more information and post your comments at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.